morning, Goss. Good morning, Margaret. How you guys doing?
Good, good.
94 degrees on the weekend. I bet that's fun to carry around all the extra gear with on a hot summer's day.
Yeah, the body armor gets really hot.
And how do you stay cool in those situations? Keep it in the shade. That's about it.
Keep it in the shade. Drink lots of water. You know, a lot of times we'll try to stock extra water at the police department so the guys can come in and get something to drink and get a break, and then give them a break whenever you can. Get them out of the heat.
Does the when the temperature goes up, does the issues go up, or is that irrespective of weather?
See, that's one of the things I firmly believe in. After 25 years of doing this, the hotter it gets, the crazier it gets. And when the moons change, it gets weird, too.
You know what? I've said that for years. I used to work in the bar business, and I would circle the days where the full moon was, and there
would be
issues. You
could count on the wackos seeming to...
It's not that. Everybody's just out of tilt a little bit.
The statistics don't bear it out, but just anecdotally, I'm telling you, people get weird and they get crazy when it gets hot and when the moon comes out.
I agree with you. I've seen it happen, and I work in a business where this shouldn't be an issue, and it is. You know, it's just fascinating. So I saw your car out there at the farmer's market on Saturday, and it looked like you had quite a few people wanting to stop by and say hello.
It was a lot of fun. We had a lot of the kids out there, too, so we were giving them out stickers and letting them climb in the back of the car, and they seemed to have a really good time. And we had quite a few of our officers out there. We had a lot of our neighborhood resource officers out because the neighborhood table's inside, so they were going around and talking to the neighborhood associations and talking to people. We had a good time.
Now, you guys are going to be involved with Touch a Truck, right? That's coming up a week from Wednesday.
Sergeant Pam Gladish is taking care of that for me. I don't know what we're going to have over there, but we'll have a couple of vehicles over there for the kids.
Well, that's the point. If the kids miss Saturday at the farmer's market, there'll be another chance for them to get in there and see what's going on and lock them in there for a few minutes in case they want a taste of misbehavior. and what happens when you don't listen to mom and dad? You go in the back of the car. That's what it is.
I like that one.
That's what it is. Captain Steve Kellums is our guest this morning. He's with the Bloomington Police Department. We check in every other Monday just to keep in touch on what's going on here in town with the police department. And sadly, late last week was the 5-year anniversary of the disappearance of Lauren Speer, and obviously the 5-year number, the round number, that catches more attention. I don't think it should matter if it's year 3, 4, whatever. It's a terrible, terrible story. But what people I don't think understand is what you guys can't and can't talk about. Why don't you give us a little insight to why people say, well, you don't hear anything from the police or the authorities on this, and we're just waiting around. It's not like you guys aren't doing anything.
Well, and with the release we put out, we wanted to make sure that people kind of had an understanding of what we have been doing on the case. But, you know, I've told a lot of people this that have asked me that very same question. I pray that one day I am able to tell everyone everything, because that means we've solved the case. But until then, for the investigation and protect the integrity of the investigation, we just can't release any information. And so we're not.
Well,
but you're still receiving... the tip lines are still open. Those haven't been closed down. And like you mentioned, until this is solved,
right,
everything is on the table.
Captain,
it's an active investigation.
Yeah, and as someone who actually has a little touch into this particular situation, I actually taught her in class.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And, you know, it's hard on us. It's hard on us who knew her and wonder, you know, what happened, you know, where... There, it seems like there's so many unanswered questions, and I hope actually you can talk about it, even if the case, quote, isn't solved at some point in time, so that people know what at least more information than they've got right now, because it just feels like we're, you know.
I think the misconception is people think that there's not information, there's no effort, and that's not the case.
I've never thought that.
I
have never thought that. I just want to be clear. I'm not of that opinion. I just would like to know more about it than what it seems like we've had given to us. And I hope sometime that the police and the family will feel comfortable enough to let that happen.
And if anybody has any tips, they can just call the station. They can get online and find all that information, correct?
Absolutely. Just call the police department, the administrative line at 339-4477, and give them your tips. We take them all the time, and we fully investigate everything that comes in.
Captain Steve Kellums is our guest this morning with the Bloomington Police Department. It is summertime here in Bloomington, and you've got some events coming up for citizens and kids and everybody else.
Oh, yeah. Well, I want to remind everybody, our Teen Academy, we've still got some spaces available for our Teen Academy, but the deadline is July 1st. We buy all the kids' T-shirts, and we provide them with water bottles, so it helps offset our cost for that. And, of course, we feed them, too. So, you know, we bring those kids in, and we'll feed them lunch every day. We've got a lot of people
like that
to donate. So, yeah, it's, you know, we have such a great time. Last year was the first time we did it and just had a blast. And we're upping it from 40 kids last year to 60 kids this year. And, again, we've still got some space available. So if you come to the police department, you can pick up a packet and fill it all out and drop it off. But our deadline is July 1st.
Now, I know,
and then, of course, the other thing. Yeah, go ahead.
The Teen Police Academy, there are some, it's not for all teens, right?
Correct. That is for the 13 to 17, right in that teenage bracket. We're looking for 13-year-olds to 17-year-olds. And then, of course, we have our Explorers program that starts when you're 14 and goes to 20 years old. And that's a whole different program. But for the, even people interested in that, I'd recommend the Teen Academy to get a feeling for it.
Get a taste of it, exactly. I just didn't want to send any 18 or 19-year-olds your way then say, well, the guy on the radio said you could be there. The Teen Police
right.
Academy will be July 25th through the 29th. And, again, that's at the Public Safety Training Center, and it's 8 to 5, so that's a full, like you mentioned, you can give them lunch. That's a full day on the job.
Full day, yeah. We start early. We start with calisthenics, give them a feel for the police academy, and we go right into demonstrations and investigations, and they learn a lot that week.
Well, this isn't something you do just for teens, though. You do have the Citizen Academy also, correct?
We've been doing the Citizens Academy for, I think, almost 15 years now, and we hold that one time a year, but it's a totally different type of program. That's Tuesday nights from 6 to 8:30. The first one is going to be September 6th this year, and so every week there's a 1-2.5-hour meeting where we talk a lot about important issues that affect the community and how we do our jobs, and then we also show them a lot of demonstrations as well. We accept 25 adults for that. So you need to get your applications in for that. And we do, you know, background checks on people and things like that. So they get a nice inside view of what we do.
And any citizens available for that, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, any citizen at all.
Very nice.
And it turns out that this particular program, there isn't a cost associated with that, which I didn't understand that. I thought there was a fee for that one. So that's nice.
No, the Citizens Academy is totally free. The Teen Academy is a $25 cost. That's, again, just to offset things like T-shirts and why we have the deadline. But we won't turn a kid away. We have scholarships available for kids who can't afford that $25 for the Teen Academy. And then for Citizens Academy, again, it's no cost. We don't charge for that. We do have to limit it to 25 people, though, because of spacing and transportation and things like that.
And so that's why I wanted to mention it now, because I know September sounds like it's a long ways away, but
no way.
It's only got 25 spots. So
I've already started to get email applications. So, yeah, it fills up quick.
And that's not surprising. And, yes, we'll blink and it'll be Labor Day, and I don't want that to happen because I like spring. We're not even to summer yet. Let's keep riding.
I like summer, yeah.
Let's keep riding the wave here. Captain Steve Kellums is our guest this morning. He's with the Bloomington Police Department. Checks in every other Monday with us. And let's see. We've got Taste of Bloomington coming up. That's going to keep everybody busy. The event calendar,
right,
as we talked about, that we do every time. There's really not a slow period in there. Heck, it'll be 4th of July before you know it.
Then we have the parade.
And the parade's going to happen.
And the Bicentennial's coming up.
And the Bicentennial's all the time.
Yes.
That's a whole year's worth. That's a big party going on. The other thing that we saw as well, last week, the city council decided to pass the local option income tax on all of that. And that sounds like that's going to be moving in the right direction. When are we going to hear from perhaps your department or anything else? I don't know. I don't want to call it a wish list. That sounds insensitive. But that planning is taking place. You've got things on your desk that you need to get paid for, correct?
Well, yeah, we've already started working on the budget, and with that, of course, we're looking at the LOIT and what opportunities we're going to have there. We know that's going to be a huge benefit for our central dispatch. I mean, that's something that they've terribly needed, and we're going to be working. I've been actually working pretty hard with Jeff Schirmer from central dispatch and working out, you know, some of the opportunities we're going to have for staffing and manpower. Huge issues over there. They're very understaffed, and then they're underpaid also as well. So we're going to be looking at opportunities and options there with the LOIT. And then the Chiefs looking at all kinds of opportunities. Infrastructure is a big thing, things that we need to add, and of course manpower is also huge, but I'm not really sure how the load is going to impact those. So we're putting all those things together in the budget, and we're looking at every opportunity we've got.
And and public safety is very important, and everybody, we all know that, and again, you gave us the numbers before. Give them one more time for new people turning in. The population and the number of officers we have is not what you would consider up to par, correct?
But not what we would like to see. We're really efficient. We've been very professional. We're able to provide some great services because our guys work so hard. But, you know, with a census of 84,000 people and we're allowed at 100 officers from top to bottom, and of course that's why we're always hiring. So we would like to have some more officers. Again, that's something that we're looking at. We're trying to figure out how many we should have, how many we need, and then what opportunities for funding we're going to have for that.
Let me ask you a dumb question because it's my specialty here on the program. The Switchyard Park is going to be built, and that's going to add more ground with stuff and people going on. That's an expansion that we don't see here very often. That stretches you further?
Well, it is to a certain extent, but we've also got some opportunities there. We're looking at actually perhaps putting in a substation down in that area so we can provide some we're working with parks on that, working with the city to try to see if that's going to be an option for us to provide a little bit more presence down in that area, especially once the amphitheater goes in. If it's a part of that original plan, we're going to start bringing in acts and things like that that will require us to provide some more security. You know, that's going to make a change. I-69 is going to make a change with our staffing here. There's no way we can't look at 5 years in the future and see a change to the city because of the interstate. So
good point.
All of those things we're talking about every day in our staff meetings and trying to decide what are the best opportunities for us to provide safety to the community.
Yeah, and people just think, well, the interstate's built, it's here, so that's done with. Well, what comes with it, and they don't always make reservations. They just keep showing up and showing up and showing up on all that. So, very interesting points. Good stuff as always. You had a good trip last time we talked to you. You were out of the state. Did you get back and handle your anniversary all right?
Well, you know, I got back okay, and we've got a little trip planned for next week, so we're looking forward to getting away for a couple of days and enjoying ourselves. You know, she's so busy over there at the IU Archives, and of course, my job keeps me busy as well, so anytime we can get a couple of days away, we're going to take advantage of that. So we're looking at next week, a nice little vacation.
I don't blame you. Well, tell us all about it here in a couple of Mondays when we get caught up with you. That's going to be the Monday after the Taste of Bloomington and all that fun stuff.
Right.
So we'll have a little recap of what's going on with all that. Enjoy your trip, and we'll get caught up with you a week from next Monday on the 20th.
All right. Thanks a lot. You guys take care.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Captain Steve Kellums always checking in with us every other Monday on that, and it's good to hear what's going on here at our police department and how they affect what we do and everybody does here in town. And it's true, Margaret. It is absolutely true. The full moon will make people goofy, or I should say goofier. I think that's probably
it brings out more fair. It brings out the interestingness.
The last full moon that was a few weeks ago, my wife and I were at the Bluebird at 1:30 in the morning. Do the math.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go. Those are facts, folks. Those are facts. Fun facts for the whole family.